Students at Johnson C. Smith University are having an extended winter break because the school is removing mold from residence halls after students reported the fungus was making them sick. The university expects the work to be completed by the end of next week. WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Johnson C. Smith University students started complaining in the fall about mold in residence halls. In November, Jaslyn Lambert posted on Facebook that she was having nosebleeds and headaches. Then she got attention from local TV station WCNC.
And I was throwing up blood and then actually having blood clots come out my nose at the same time.
A few days later, president of JCSU, Clarence Armbrister, said dorms would be inspected and mold remediation completed during winter break. Scott Armour is with the Institute of Inspection, Cleaning, and Restoration Certification, a group that sets standards for mold remediation. He says finding the source of the water or moisture is the most important step.
Just because it's on the surface of a wall doesn't mean that's the only place it is. Is it behind the wall? Is it hidden in the cavities, what we call concealed spaces? Because there's always a reason why the water is there. And if you don't track the water properly, you may be missing large areas that are concealed or hidden or out of view that also have mold.
JCSU says crews are expected to be done with remediation and students can start moving back in January 18th, just ahead of classes starting the following week. In the meantime, the school says it's finding alternate housing for students who need to be on campus and says it will cover expenses. Other schools, like the University of Maryland and the University of Tennessee, have also been in the news for having mold in dorms this academic year. The fungus can cause respiratory problems like sneezing and coughing. According to the Centers for Disease Control, people that have allergies or asthma could have more intense reactions, which is why Armour says it's so important to properly clean the material the fungus was found on.
The health effects of mold remain even when the mold is dead. So it can be dead and dry for literally years, and we still have the chemical compound that cause health effects.
JCSU President Clarence Armbrister said in a statement, the health of students is the university's biggest priority, and he apologized for any inconvenience the delayed opening will cause. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan.